Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle here on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. We've been talking about holistic health care and weight loss, and it's part of the metabolic syndrome and help assisting people with losing weight and with holistic health care. We've also been talking about hormones and that attribute or that component of losing weight with the metabolic syndrome.
When we eat also affects the thyroid gland. For example, you may have heard that the people who eat breakfast lose more weight than people who skip breakfast and wondered why that is. Well, if you skip breakfast, then your thyroid slows your metabolism way down in response to your extended fasting time since your last meal the night before. If you do this day after day, your metabolism slows extensively. It has been shown that people who eat the exact same amount of calories during the day, the ones who eat their calories early in their day lose more weight than those who eat more of their calories later in the day. Waiting to eat also puts stress on your body, which sends a message to your adrenal glands to secrete cortisol, which raises your blood sugar levels, which causes your pancreas to secrete more insulin. So now, by not eating breakfast, you have affected your thyroid, adrenals, and your pancreas. Eating certain kinds of foods also assists the body in losing weight. Eating or taking omega-3 fish or flax oil in sufficient quantities is a good example. It provides the EFAs, or essential fatty acids, which stimulate metabolism. They increase metabolic rate and oxidation and speed up the rate at which our body burns fat and glucose when taken at 3 tablespoons per day, according to the book Fats That Heal and Fats That Kill by Udo Erasmus. Food cravings often come as a result of starving the body of essential elements of health. If you are having cravings, it might mean you're not getting the right nutrients either digested or assimilated into your body, and your body keeps telling you to eat more and more in attempts to eventually get those nutrients.
Toxins are also involved with obesity. Toxins are heavy metals and chemicals.
MSG, or monosodium glutamate, is an example of a chemical toxin, which is a food additive that causes weight gain. In experiments when the scientists wanted to compare how fat lab rats compared to thin ones in certain instances, the way they made the fat rats fat was to feed them food with MSG in it. MSG is considered a neurotoxin. That means it affects our brain and nervous system. I know some people who will get terrible migraine headaches after eating anything with MSG in it. It's in so many pre-made items these days, you have to read labels. It's even in most ranch salad dressings and in soups and gravies, etc. We'll be hearing from Scott and Rosemary Cook later in our program, and I love how they make their own salad dressings without all the chemical additives. Most of the time, I just use flax oil and vinegar.
Another piece of the puzzle on obesity and weight gain, or the inability to lose weight, is emotions. And emotions can be very much involved in preventing a person from losing weight. A person may feel like they need to feel good. They want to feel good, but, well, in order to feel good, they eat certain foods because it makes them feel good, like chocolate or grains. And so they'll be eating things like breads and rolls and pasta or ice cream. Now, they don't eat just to supply the body with food, but they eat in order to feel good, so they just continue to eat. That's how the term comfort food becomes popular. Now, some people use food to medicate themselves when they're sad or depressed and stressed or feel bored or angry or hurt. They should really deal appropriately with the emotions that they're causing them to feel that way, and so they need to eat these comfort foods. That's why I do a variety of emotional stress release treatments in our office to assist people in releasing these negative emotions that are creating these self-defeating behaviors.
Weight loss can be simple for some and also very difficult for others. That's why we use the health puzzle. Having high cholesterol and triglycerides and not enough HDL is another part of the metabolic syndrome. Treating this with diet and exercise is most helpful. Many people don't realize that eating the right fats helps solve this problem as they avoid the wrong fats. It's important to become educated as to the role of good fats in our system and what the bad fats do to harm us. Avoiding hydrogenated oils and fats that are found in the fast foods like French fries, and fried hamburgers and fried chicken and potato chips are important to avoid. Hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated fats and oils are poisons. They raise the bad cholesterol and lower the good cholesterol, making a person to become at higher risk for a heart attack and stroke. They also increase inflammation within the body. If you're in pain, that means inflammation. Avoid hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils.
The next component of metabolic syndrome is high blood pressure. High blood pressure can come from several different reasons. One is water retention. Water retention can come from eating too many foods with high amounts of sodium. It can also come from stress. Now, aldosterone, a hormone made in the adrenal gland, helps regulate water uptake in the kidney. So if you're stressed out or have an adrenal gland that's not working as optimally as it should be, it can lead to insufficient aldosterone being produced, which results in water retention. A weak heart can also cause water retention in the legs, edema of the legs, and thus be a factor with hypertension. Toxins may also be involved. You know, there was an article in the Southern Medical Journal, July 2007, that stated that many classes of drugs, such as steroids, immunosuppressive agents, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents, antidepressants, erythropoietin, substances of abuse, and other agents can induce transient or sustained hypertension, exacerbate well-controlled hypertension, antagonize the effects of antihypertensive therapy, or precipitate hypertensive emergencies. We could discuss this more, but we still need to talk about diabetes. The point here is that detoxification is a very important part of addressing the primary causes of hypertension. We use oral chelation, which are supplements made with specific ingredients to help body to release these toxins. We also use homeopathic formulas. We also have ionic foot baths and an infrared sauna, all of which helps the body to detoxify and to release these heavy metals and toxins. Now we can move on to diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes is the last part of metabolic syndrome. This is where a person's blood sugar level remains high because the body is resistant to the insulin secreted by the pancreas that brings blood sugar down. It's normal for blood sugar to rise after eating, but then insulin is secreted by the pancreas into the bloodstream to assist the body to transport the sugar in the blood into the body tissues where it can be used to make energy. When a person becomes insulin resistant, the body doesn't respond to the increase of insulin in the blood, so the blood sugar remains in the blood and not transported into the body tissues. The result is high blood sugar, which is called type 2 diabetes. A number of things can be done to help the body to become less insulin resistant, so the body can utilize the sugar. This in turn helps the sugar from getting as high and get diabetes under control. Eating low glycemic is essential. That means you eat the foods that convert to glucose more slowly, like protein, fats, and complex carbohydrates like vegetables. Some fruit is even low glycemic, like berries. But all grains convert to blood sugar fast and are considered high glycemic. We as a society eat too much in the grain category. Even whole grains elevate blood glucose levels quickly. We had one patient that had uncontrolled diabetes, and by changing his diet to eating low glycemic foods and taught him the importance of exercise and correct breathing, he was able to go off of his insulin and take a less damaging medication to manage his diabetes. He also went from walking with assistance with a walker to a cane. His diabetes was causing neuropathy and kidney damage, but with these changes, he improved in every category. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We are also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD. And you can schedule your free appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. We need to take a break right now, so we'll be right back with Solving Your Health Puzzle. Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.